The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. And now, some people have highlighted an issue when it comes to housing Ukrainian refugees in hotels, that it might be a difficult time or an inopportune time to put them up in those types of places, given we're coming into tourist season and the pressure that those hotels are traditionally under. Our reporter Barry White has been looking into this issue for us. Barry, I suppose, first of all, we need to know how many Ukrainians are being accommodated in hotels.
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, well, almost 29,000 Ukrainians have arrived in Ireland to date, with almost 20,000 of those requiring accommodation. Now, as we know, to meet the demand, councils across the country have been finding spaces in disused buildings, army barracks, and student accommodation, as well as taking up rooms in dozens of hotels. And the majority of refugees who have arrived here to date are staying in hotels. However, concerns have been raised, like you said there, now that the amount of hotel beds being used will have a knock-on effect on Irish tourism heading into the summer. And I've been speaking to Killarney restaurant owner Paul Trevo.
It's a genuine concern that we have in a seasonal tourist town such as Killarney. And if you take 20%, as we say, across the board out of accommodation here in a town, well, it doesn't take a genius to realise that that's going to have serious knock-on offense, consequences to bars, restaurants, shops, local amenities, because, these people that are coming in from refugees, they're not going to be like acting like tourists, so they're not going to be spending money in the town. Now, this is coming off the back of two very tough, difficult years, obviously, with COVID. So it's a genuine concern. I think the Irish should be very proud of themselves with how many that we've helped and how many we've brought in, an incredible generosity from the Irish as a nation. But we must also know our limits, and nobody's asking the question. So my point is very, very serious, that we need to have the question, how many hotel rooms, accommodation rooms can we take out of the equation without it having a serious knock-on effect to a small town such as Killarney?
Do you think we've taken in too many Ukrainian refugees?
It's not that we've taken in too many. I think we've put them all into too much of accommodation sector. The hotel sector is suffering in the sense that you can't put up 20% into, like, we've got houses, we could have hostels, we could have warehouses, we could do something else. Is that if we need to take in another 20,000-30,000, that's fine, but we cannot put them into hotel bedrooms, hotel accommodations, without it having a serious knock-on effect to the local restaurants, businesses, bars and so on.
Some people listening might say hospitality, tourism, it's going to survive. People fleeing a war in Ukraine, if they don't get out of there, they might not survive.
No, and I fully understand that. I mean, and that's why I said it's very important that we realise that, you know, what the Irish people have done as a whole and as a nation has been incredible with taking in 30,000-40,000 Ukrainian refugees. It's fantastic. And yes, if we need to take more, then we take more, without a shadow of a doubt. My point is, though, is that we cannot just push everything into hospitality and not expect to have the knock-on effect. All I'm saying is we need to look at other avenues that we can look at, as opposed to just filling up tourism and having a major knock-on effect to businesses then as well.
Yeah, Paul Trevo there in Killarney. Barry, I'm sure there's going to be people getting really angry listening to this, and you touched on it there in the question you asked Paul. They're going to be saying, hold on, this is a small price to pay to accommodate people fleeing war zones.
Yeah, I think many people are going to say that. However, as Paul Trevo said, they're taking around, say, 20% of a hotel bed space out has a knock-on effect then on other businesses like restaurants, pubs, activity providers, and even visitor attractions. And it's estimated in Ireland that for every euro that a visitor spends on accommodation, they spend 2.5 euros in other parts of the economy. And some tour operators are already facing difficulties, with some hotels cancelling bookings that were made well in advance, because the hotel that they booked with is now accommodating Ukrainian refugees. And then these tour groups are having to find alternative accommodation, and they're finding it really difficult to find alternative accommodation. And I've been speaking to Christophe de Patoul, who is a director at the Tour Partner Group, and he says cancellations are having an impact in certain parts of the country.
Our business mainly is to bring in some people from all around the world. We have different segments. We have the leisure side of the business, which have two series, and then an FIT department, which is bringing on individual people on a package. And then we have a business section that's organized conference and incentives. I would say the impact, but not everywhere the same. Some areas, which is like Killarney, Galway, County Clare have always had a lack of hotels, bedrooms anyway, and but had a lot of hotel of two, three-star categories, which are the ones that are the most affected by the situation. So that has just exasperated a little bit more of the problem there that we have.
Are you getting a lot of cancellations now because hotels are being used to accommodate Ukrainian refugees?
We would say that about 30%, 35% of our business has been affected. But that's only in certain areas as well. Like in Dublin, where there's a much bigger a pool of bedrooms, that kind of resolved it. You know, we have to change itineraries, yes, but clients are understandable of the situation.
Is there certain parts of the country now where it's going to be harder to accommodate tourists?
Certainly, yes. What we call the hotspot, which are, as I say, the area are such as Killarney, Galway, County Clare, as I say, who doesn't have that many bedroom anyway, but it's a seasonal business also. So that's the reason why there's not enough bedroom in those area, because a lot of they're open between the season, which run between, I would say, April to end of October. And then after that, of course, a lot of those establishments close for the winter. So yes, those are the area which are the most affected and where we need to find a remedy to get on with our own business.
Barry, am I right though in thinking that the Department of Tourism have said this is only a temporary measure? The plan is not that we will be using all of these hotel beds right throughout the summer.
Yeah, they have said that. They said it's short term. But the question many people in tourism, in the tourism industry, and many of the people I spoke to, well, they want to know how long is short term. Is it 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, maybe longer? Nobody seems to know. And I asked the Department of Tourism this very question, and I didn't get an answer. However, regarding the knock-on effect using hotel beds to accommodate Ukrainian refugees might have on hospitality, well, the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth say that they note the concerns of the hospitality sector. However, they said this is an emergency situation where those fleeing Ukraine are in great need of shelter. Well, they also said those arriving from Ukraine have access to full social welfare payments, so many will spend money in the areas in which they are staying, generating economic benefits for those areas in the likes of restaurants and pubs. However, Kieran, I've been speaking to two hotel owners in Killarney, Niall O'Callaghan, who owns the Falcha Hotel, and Bernadette Randalls, who runs the Drumhall Hotel. And they told me the government may need to start finding alternative accommodation rather than using hotels.
If you're filling these rooms, which need to be done, we understand totally that you have to look after Ukrainian people. But if you're filling the rooms with Ukrainian people, the spending power you're reducing, it has to reduce. And if you're reducing the spending power, then it's going to be a tough summer.
There's almost 1,000 Ukrainians in Killarney now, the majority staying in hotels around the town. But there's also about 10,000 hotel beds in Killarney. If anywhere can accommodate them, surely it's Killarney.
Oh, we can. Look, we're very accommodating. We understand the whole situation because everybody's going to want to find a negative in what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we don't welcome the Ukrainians. What I'm saying is that when we lose, let's say, 10% of our bed nights, we lose spending power. Spending power is how the small cafes and the small restaurants, the independent places, shops, that's how they make their living during the summer. The busy summer period is where you make your money, and then you hope to get to Christmas, make some money to get to St. Patrick's Day. That's how the wheel works in all of the hospitality industry. So if you are taking out, let's say, for example, 10% of your bed nights out of Killarney, that has to reflect on a 10% decrease in your spending power.
Yes, hotels can probably use some rooms. In Killarney, we've 39 hotels, so we're probably in a luckier position than most. We have the schools, we have the infrastructure. So yes, you know, we can look after Ukrainians, but I think Ukrainians need to be in a whole hotel and not just three in one room and three in another room. It's often said Ukrainians are being treated as a problem because they're not a problem. They're in a most difficult situation. Personally, I think there just needs to be more sit down and planning around. And I don't mean to sound awful, but they may have to stop at some stage and say, we actually can't take any more. Maybe that's what we have to do. And, you know, if we take 20,000 in and we do that right, or 30,000 or whatever the figure is, but we have to do it right because these people are already coming from a traumatized area and we need to help as much as we can, whatever way we can. But if we're already short of housing in Ireland, and then you're trying to rebuild your market, the construction industry is trying to come back. I think we just need to pause for maybe a minute and think about what's the best way forward. I feel the government should have a plan around this.
Have you had many tourists call you up and say, I was meant to stay in another hotel, but my booking's been cancelled and they're looking for somewhere else to stay?
I had it 10 minutes ago at the desk. He was a tour operator. So I just encountered that at the desk.
I mean, does it count as charity if you only give away what's spare? I'm not sure it does. Anyway, maybe that's a bit of too existential a question. Barry, hotel prices were kind of jacked up a few weeks ago. Are they blaming the refugees for that as well?
Well, the concern here, they're saying, is that even more beds will be used to accommodate refugees as they continue to arrive from war-torn Ukraine. Can Ukrainian refugees using up hotel rooms solely be the reason for hotel prices going up? I don't think so. Maybe it's one of many reasons, but, you know, for example, hotel costs are going up, electricity, gas, the price of food, etc. And this is simply being passed on to the customer. So that's one reason prices are going up. But there is also supply and demand. Tourists are still prepared to pay these prices. And when they're prepared to pay, the prices are going to remain high. Now, I saw some people suggest on social media that tourists will be put off coming here if prices keep rising. But these American tourists in Killarney who I spoke to told me Ireland is no more expensive than America and it wouldn't put them off coming back here again for a holiday.
I've been here since we landed in Dublin on Tuesday. First time in Ireland. I've been to Great Britain, to England and Scotland and Wales.
How are you finding it? Like, was it difficult to book hotels?
No. It's very easy. We did Airbnb. It was very easy. Things to finding bus routes and stuff. We take the bus in here so that I could drink two pints and not worry about driving back.
How do you find it? Is it getting more expensive here or?
Oh, it's definitely a little bit more expensive for sure. But food is cheap. Not in restaurants. It's about the same in restaurants, but grocery stores, it's very cheap.
Do you think American tourists like yourself would be put off with the prices, or do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think it's expensive back there too. We're definitely all the hospitality has gotten quite a bit more expensive. You know, inflation everywhere.
From Delaware, the United States, and we're here from yesterday to Wednesday, so it's about 7 days.
Is it your first time in Ireland?
Yes.
It is.
She booked everything. Pointing to me because I did it all. I went through TripMaster, so it pretty much just recommended the hotels that I wanted because I mapped it out to where we wanted and it suggested the hotels. And so it was easy for us, but that was a couple of years ago.
How have you found it? Is it expensive? Have you traveled much before?
No.
I don't find it that expensive.
It's not really expensive, especially since tourism is a big thing, right? So you would think they would jack prices up and all this, but I mean, it's no more expensive than where we live. So, I mean, I find it pretty enjoyable, especially with everything that's close by that you can get to.
And first time here, is this?
Yes.
First time.
Would you come back?
Yes. Yeah,
definitely. The next time we come, we're bringing our kids.
Yeah, great to hear the tourists back. Anyway, Barry, thanks a million for that report.